Hello.
Yes, my name is Kristen, and I'm returning your call, calling from customer support. All right. Let's see if you could provide me
Okay.
with your zip code, please.
28722.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. And your name, please.
Sharon Stockman.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I think I may have located something for you. If you would, for security purposes, could you please verify your shipping address?
3330 Red Box Road, Columbus, North Carolina, 28722.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I did locate you, and I'm just waiting for the account to open so I can see what this is in reference to.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, it's moving, want to move a little slow today.
No, that's okay.
Okay, let's see. All right, so let's see. Okay, so yes, ma'am, I did locate the account, and I'm showing it looks like you had entered a sweepstakes entry for the chance to win the KitchenAid mixer.
That is correct.
Okay, and how may I help you today?
Well, first of all, on my card has been charged three times. On 10/22, I was charged $7.95. On 10/25, I was charged $56.95. And on November the 27th, I was charged another $56.95.
Okay.
I've not received anything. I have no
Okay.
idea what I'm paying for.
Okay. So looking at the account, and I do apologize for any confusion there was, I do see that initially when that sweepstakes entry was signed up for, you did pay the $7.95. That enters you into the contest, and that does give you a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning the KitchenAid mixer. But it does tell you in the terms that if you do not win, then after 2 days you would be billed the $56.95. That does
For
increase your
what?
odds. That increases your odds of winning the mixer, but
Oh
it
my
also.
God. Are you kidding? It didn't even say that it was a sweepstakes. It said that you paid a small amount and you got this mixer. It didn't say anything about this is a sweepstake. It was not presented that way at all. I need to talk to somebody who can take those charges off of my card.
Okay, so let's see, and I'm also saying that it also is providing you with a $125 gift card, to use towards the Best Consumer Gadgets Club on the web. So that's where
Help with
the
that.
charge is coming in because that was enrolling you into that monthly membership.
Yeah, I don't want it.
Okay. All right.
And I
So.
don't want any more money taken off of my card.
Yes, ma'am. So what I'm going to go ahead and do, I am going to go ahead and get this canceled for you. And let's see.
I should have known better. I should have known better. I don't usually do stupid stuff like that.
All right, now what I've done is I have gone ahead and canceled. So that is going to prevent there being any future charges of any kind. Now, what I can do for you as a courtesy, in regards to the charge, not saying that the terms were read, but I do know that they would have had to have been agreed to in order for the initial entry to process. I am, showing that I can offer a 35% refund on the charge for you today.
No, I want it refunded all. I want all of it refunded.
Yes, ma'am. And fortunately, I would not be able to do the full refund.
Okay.
What I can offer to do would be to meet you halfway on the charge and include my personal discount so that I could do the
No.
50%.
No, I want to talk to somebody who can give me a full refund. I mean, this is over $100 we're talking about here for nothing. To be entered in some bogus sweepstakes. This has nothing to do with you, and I don't mean to take it out on you, but I want to speak to someone who will give me a 100% refund.
Okay.
I know your hands are tied, but is there someone else I could speak to, something else I could do?
Okay, so give me just a moment, and what I will do, let me see who I can find. Let's see. Let me do this. And okay, so in the meantime, let me see who I can locate to get you transferred over. And
thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your help.
Yeah, not a problem. Let's see. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get you transferred over, but I am going to go ahead and include the account information so that way they don't have to look around for the account.
Okay.
Let's see. All right, let's see here. All right. Let me go ahead and get you transferred over now. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day, ma'am.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.